Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites, get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir.
Good morning, Awkward Haiku Radio World, and you are listening to the Dada Morning Show for Friday, May 22nd. And let's get into your weather for today. Partly cloudy with a high of 291 degrees Kelvin in San Francisco, and East Lansing partly cloudy with a high of 295.22 degrees with a 20% chance of precipitation. In Chengdu, it's going to be cloudy with a high of 297 degrees. And on Monday, make sure you have your umbrella out because there's a good chance for rain. Sao Paulo, great sunny day and a high of 298 degrees. Algiers, well, it's going to be tank top and shorts today. It's 301 degrees. Havana, oh, geez. It's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 303 degrees. And in Mosul, man, you better stay indoors where it's air conditioned because it's going to be a blistering 312 degrees, but mainly clear, so at least you won't have the rain to cool you off. Let's head over to sports. In NHL Western Conference news, the Red Wings have taken a 2-0 lead over the Blackhawks Tuesday night with a 3-2 win in overtime. In the Eastern Conference Finals, the Penguins have taken a 2-0 lead over the Hurricanes in their win on Thursday night, 7-4. Let's head over to NBA. The Nuggets have tied up the series 1-1 as they won last night. And then Wednesday night, the Magic have taken a 1-0 lead over the Cavaliers with a 107-106 win in Cleveland. In MLB news, yesterday, the Tigers beat the Rangers 4-3. The Twins beat the White Sox 20-1. The Indians beat the Royals 8-3. The Rays beat the Athletics 6-5. The Yankees beat out the Orioles 4-7. The Blue Jays lost to the Sox 1-5. The Angels beat the Mariners 3-0. In National League news, the Phillies beat out the Reds 12-5. The Rockies beat the Braves 9-0. Pirates lost to the Nationals 4-5. Diamondbacks beat the Marlins 4-3. The Astros lost to the Brewers 3-4. Cardinals beat the Cubs 3-1. And the Padres beat the Giants 3-2. Gonna take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back after this message.
Kent smokes, and that's where it's at.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you ride in your stride on the gig, you dig? Smoking Kent cigarettes is boss satisfaction.
Kent smokes, and that's where it's at.
Wherever you at, brother,
yeah.
Pick up on a pack of Kent.
Kent smokes, oh, that's where it's at.
Good morning, welcome back. There was rioting in the streets of Los Angeles, New York, and every other city over 5,000 people Monday night after news broke of comedian Dane Cook's euthanization. At 9:30 Sunday night, a team of State Department doctors delivered 100 cc's of sodium pentazine to Mr. Cook. And the British MP expense scandal gets another twist as we hear from our London correspondent, Tom.
A Tory MP is to retire after admitting he claimed £1,645 for a duck island on expense. Sir Peter Vickers, whose gardening claims totaled £30,000, is to quit at the direct request of David Cameron. The Tory leader told Grosspot MP Sir Peter that he faced the removal of the whip if he did not announce that he would withdraw the next election.
Four men were arrested Wednesday night in what the authorities said was a bombing plot to destroy two synagogues and to shoot down two planes at the Air National Guard base in Newburgh, New York. The men, who live in Newburgh, about 60 miles north of New York City, were arrested around 9 p.m. after planting what they believed to be bombs in cars outside the Riverdale Temple and nearby Riverdale Jewish Center, officials said. Did not know that the bombs were fakes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with some national and state news.
That's what happiness is. Happiness is the taste of Kent. Happiness is the taste of Kent. Good taste, fine tobacco. That's what happiness is.
Join millions of smokers everywhere who know.
To smokers.
And welcome back. General Motors reached a deal with its union on Thursday and now is racing the clock to persuade bondholders to eliminate $27 billion in debt to avoid bankruptcy filing. GM has until Tuesday to persuade thousands of bondholders to agree to swap their debt for equity, which would fulfill the last significant requirement for a restructuring order by President Obama. In California news, the governor suggests mailing welfare programs for families and ending Cal grants for college students to fill the $5.5 billion budget gap in the state's budget. In more news, the union representing Los Angeles police officers is pressuring the owner of San Diego's main newspaper to change the paper's editorial stance on labor issues or to fire its editorial writers. The feud is rooted in recent purchase of the San Diego Union Tribune by Platinum Equity, a private Beverly Hills firm. Platinum relies on $30 million investment from the pension fund of Los Angeles police officers to help fund its acquisition of companies. In Michigan news, light showers, cooler temperatures, and diminished winds to help firefighters battle two wildfires in north central Upper Peninsula. No injuries have been reported in fires that broke out Wednesday southwest of Ishpeming in Marquette County and east of Lawthens in Baraga County. But the Michigan DNR says about 824 acres and 33 structures, including houses and outbuildings, have been burned in the Marquette County fire. The DNR says the evacuation orders for an estimated 500 people have been lifted and the fire is 75% contained. The Barga County fire has burned roughly 680 acres and damaged one structure. DNR fire specialist Robert Zeidel says the fire is expected to be contained by Friday. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to the Dada Morning Show. Svetter, der trug heim sein Schein. Warf herup, finden Sie die Sorgen, meine Mädele Kindheim zu gehen. Meine Mädele Kindheim zu gehen.